Customs and Border Protection is stopping its Sunday inspections of commercial trucks in Nogales, Arizona, as part of an effort to free up officers to go to other parts of the border. And that has come at a particularly bad time for the produce industry. KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse is in Hermosillo, Mexico, and has been covering reaction to this. And he tells us this is the peak of produce import season. So, Murphy, give us a sense of the scale of the produce business there in Nogales.
Yeah, so for the story that I just reported, I looked at 2018 port level data from the USDA, and over the course of 2018, just in Nogales, just in a single port, I mean it is a major port, but just in one, that was over 6 billion pounds of produce, and a third of that crosses just in April and May, typically the two of the heaviest months out of the produce year. And that added up to roughly $3 billion in combined fruit and vegetable imports. So if you eat a tomato somewhere in Arizona today, there's a pretty decent chance that it passed through the Nogales commercial port of entry.
Wow. Okay. So we're talking about just a single day out of the week here. Why is this such a big deal?
So if this were June or July, which are some of the dead months for the produce imports season, this might not be a big deal. And just so we're clear, the Sunday service is typically provided just in the heavy months, usually between January and May when you have the heaviest imports. Mm-hmm. But even though it is just the loss of a single day, having a bottleneck at that one point in the supply chain, the effects of that can cascade up and down the supply chain, all the way back to the fields and all the way up to grocery stores. Several folks involved in the business made the point, you know, idling trucks, idling workers, those things cost money. And I think it's instructive to consider how worrying just this loss of a single day of commercial inspections has been for folks there in Nogales when also considering the prospects, which seem to still be live in some sense, of a full-on border shutdown.
Mm-hmm. But produce also is just a part of what crosses there, right? So what other sorts of products will have to deal with delays?
Yeah, so in terms of imports, the fresh produce represented $3 billion of over $14 billion in total imports, again, through just that single port of entry, the Nogales commercial port of entry. Nogales, Sonora itself, the city just on the on the Sonoran side of the border, that's a major maquila hub. Lots of medical products are manufactured there, electronics. Here in Hermosillo, where I am, it's a major car manufacturing hub, an auto part manufacturing hub. Further south in Guaymas, there's a lot of aerospace, so cars, electronics, medical equipment, other manufactured goods represent a sizable portion of that total import value through Nogales. Which is to say nothing of the billions going in the other direction, U.S. exports to Mexico, and for Arizona specifically, 30% of the value of Arizona's international or foreign exports they go to Mexico, and presumably a lot of that goes through Nogales.
Yeah. So, what are produce importers doing to get ready for this?
So the sense I got was kind of a wait and see attitude, to kind of see how things go Sunday and how that kind of cascades through the rest of the week. But at the same time, the head of the local port authority, Guillermo Valencia, said that he's getting calls from some folks down there contemplating more dramatic responses. And we've actually got a bite from him, and I think he explains it well.
So if it doesn't happen quickly, we're going to be in quite a mess here. So we're actually having calls from people asking if they can look at alternative ports to send product. And obviously that's not good for our local economy, right?
So while some produce folks may be contemplating a move to other ports of entry, I spoke to a representative in South Texas, and he's saying that they're, while not necessarily losing Sunday service, they're also down a lot of port officers as well for the same reasons. So I'm not sure that they're going to find necessarily a better place to cross their goods, even if they want to.
Yeah, all right. That's KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse speaking to us from Hermosillo, Mexico. Murphy, thanks so much.
It was a pleasure, Lauren. Thank you.